All right. Hello and welcome to another episode of the David Hessian podcast. So today, my guest is Coleman Power Organic Fitness. You'll know him from Instagram, YouTube. He's on everything. So, Coleman, tell us a little bit about yourself. And first of all, how are you this morning?
I'm very well. Just for those who actually don't know, it is now just gone 7 o'clock on this Saturday morning that we're recording this podcast. Who else would be up this early in the morning? We don't know.
No one's mad enough.
Yeah, but just to tell you a small bit about myself, I'm your standard country man based from Waterford and now living in Cork. I went to college like any other. I spent 4 years doing a degree in horticulture, and following that then I went on to do a master's. But all the time I was involved in sports, and even through school. It's what I always liked doing. I was never good at school. I was the lad sitting down in the back of the class. I was there making the paper ball airplanes, throwing them up the front, top left, hitting lads, clocking them around the back of the head. That was me. Like I was never a good student per se. It didn't help that I had a learning difficulty. I was dyslexic, but look, I'm not blaming that for throwing the rubbers and the like. But what I always did in school was every activity or every outing or bus that was leaving the school, I was on it. I was on the hurling team. I was on the football team. I was on the soccer team. There was even a chess team. I was chancing that and orienteering. So I literally just wasn't made for school per se. I just had an itch for activity-based things, and that's what I loved doing and loved working, loved being outside. So even when I was filling out the CAO, I never really 100% knew what I wanted, and it was kind of pot luck how I ended up with horticulture. And so then I studied horticulture for 4 years, as I was saying, in WIT, then went on to UCC and did my master's in organic horticulture. And that's where I kind of first found the benefits of organics and how it was different from conventional foods. But following that, the whole thing of it was I couldn't get a job when I finished school. So what happened then was, didn't I emigrate? I went to Australia for a year and kind of came into this same problem over there as well, but that didn't bother me. I was just happy doing my training. I was always going to the gym. I was regularly going 4 times a week and was always in good condition. But then after I spent my period of time in Australia, I came home what I thought was for a holiday, played one hurling match, and we won the hurling match. And then they asked me where to stay for the second one, and I was like, geez, all right, I'll stay for the second match. And lo and behold, we got to the county final, a small club based in Waterford, Ballydofloor. Would you believe I'm wearing that jersey right now? You couldn't chance that, huh? I know it wasn't. Oh, stop. So anyway, then we went on and we won the county final. It was great. It was one of the most highlights of my life so far, because I got to play with the brother as well as the father was part of the management team. It was absolutely brilliant. Then after I did that, then I ended up getting a job as an organic vegetable grower. And then I could set myself up down in Cork. And still, I wasn't a qualified personal trainer as of yet. But all the time, I'd been going to the gym consistently, eating healthy foods. But the thing was, I wasn't really sure what foods were majorly beneficial to me as of yet. I was still learning. And not that I ever want to tell anyone, or anyone that does tell you that they know everything. That's incorrect too. Everybody's learning. And how do you learn? You just consume more information than you currently know already. So literally my diet was the standard gym goer, chicken, rice, standard. That is it. And like broccoli was added to it, organic of course. But then I was like, there has to be more foods than this. And then I started literally my first, I'd say, cooking lesson I got straight off YouTube, and was like, oh yeah. Add some spices, put this in the oven. 20 minutes later, bish, bash, bosh, you've got a meal that's quick, it's handy, very little effort in it. And that's what it was all about. Like, I love coming home from the gym, spending no more than 20 minutes cooking the dinner. Because when you come home from work where it's training, you'd be starving, Marvin, nonetheless. And then when I came home and I set myself up here, growing organic vegetables down in West Cork, I then decided, geez, I really do like fitness. I wouldn't mind passing on the knowledge that I have to other individuals to get people to get fitter, to get people to get healthier. So I decided to do an online personal training course. And then from that, it's kind of grown. So I do not only one-to-one in the gym inside in Bandon here in West Cork, but I also do online clients too. I suppose that's kind of where I'm at there now. Yeah, that's kind of a long story short.
Yeah, no, that's great. And just for anyone wondering as well, Coleman's in serious shape, like ripped. He's a ripped guy, so.
Stop.
So as well as that, what, when you got into like organic farming, what, tell us a little bit about what is better about organics to just regular everyday, what you get out of the shop. What's the biggest like selling point for you on going 100% organic?
Well, the whole thing about it is I don't ever tell anyone to do anything that wouldn't benefit them. The consumption, firstly, of a whole food, plant-based diet, whether it's being 100% organic or whether it's being a vegetarian or being a vegan, and even saying those words, I don't like to put a label on any diet. And even using the word diet is, again, it's kind of, it might be restrictive. I like people just to do the best and be the healthiest person they can, whether it's being 100% organic, whether it's being 100% vegan or being 100% vegetarian, and you don't label it. Just consume more vegetables, because the more vegetables that you consume, whether they're organic or not, firstly, is going to be beneficial to you. Firstly, for all the micronutrients that you're going to get, all the fiber that's going to be passed on to you. But to touch on the point that why is organic better than conventional? Organic is, there's statistics out there to say that one is better than the other. But the whole thing about it is, it's not that one is better than, it's not, you can argue it within the science that one is better than the other, but there's one thing you can't argue, the fact that it's higher antioxidants. And antioxidants, this is where I really love, because this is where it's been scientifically proven. Antioxidants can reduce the signs of aging. It can reduce the signs of fatigue and prevent chronic illnesses that we're coming into contact with now. Just the major benefit of organics. But the whole thing about it is you don't have to go 100% organic. It's all about being the healthiest version and taking a step up, a rung on the ladder, being that bit healthier, being that bit fitter. And that's my total approach to people who want to get that little bit fitter, a little bit healthier. And another main difference between organic and conventional is the non-use of synthetic fertilizers. Synthetic fertilizers, and what the other one is, glyphosate. Glyphosate is a standard one that people might know as Roundup. See, Roundup is 100% banned. It is not used in organic growing methods. And it kills not only the plant, but it kills microorganisms in the soil. And then that material and that chemical is left in the soil. And then if you're growing vegetables straight down in on top of that, which they do in conventional, they spray off crops that sits on top of the soil. Then they sow the next crop, which will inevitably suck up and take up some of that chemical. However, people say, oh, it's only in small amounts. Well, I'd rather not have small amounts of harsh chemicals such as glyphosate in my diet if there is an option to have none whatsoever. So that's one of my main reasons for people choosing organic. And then you have the other individuals say, oh, but it's a little bit more expensive. But you pay for quality. You see, that's the thing about it. You pay for quality vegetables. You follow the meats if you're eating a meat-based diet. And as well as that, in the long run, you're going to be healthier, you're going to be fitter because you have higher antioxidants in it. And then you can go into, depending on the audience of this or listeners to this podcast, in your later years in life, you won't have as much problems, so you won't be going to the hospital and you won't be paying for medication. I know what I'd really rather have for my lunch. It wouldn't be tablets, it wouldn't be supplements. It'd be clean-cut organic vegetables all ding-dong day, and that's where I'm going at.
Yeah. No, I just a couple of things on that. Like, I agree with you completely. Just people, I guess, putting the value on their health. When people put value on their health, this would be no problem whatsoever. Like, even we see, like, Brian, when your priorities lie health first, just like longevity, can never say that word right, then it's no problem spending the extra bit of money on, like, organic food. And the other thing as well, as you were saying, not putting a label on things. Because then if you put a label on yourself as, like, an organic eater or whatever it is, then you can't go off. You can't go off plan, you know, because then you're not an organic eater. It's like being a vegan. You can't go off and try meat every once in a while when you need it. So it's like when you're not putting the label on it, the pressure isn't on. You just try your best to eat more organic foods. Try and keep it as organic as you can. Try and keep as plant-based as you can. Try and get as many micronutrients, as much different fibers. It's a much better approach than trying to be an all or nothing kind of person, you know?
Yeah. No, That's a great point you touched on. And that's it. Just be the healthiest and the fittest version of you possibly can. You don't have to go and eat non-stop vegetables in every meal. That would be super. You would get major benefits to that. Your skin would goddamn glow. But the whole thing about it is just being a little bit better and doing one thing. I'm massive about doing one thing. Wherever you are right now, just get one thing right. Get your breakfast. Start off with breakfast, I tell people. And that's the first thing I ask people when I meet them. And they say, oh, Coleman, oh, I want to be fitter. I want to be healthier. I want to improve physique. And I say, okay. Tell me what you have for breakfast. And they might say, oh, Jesus, I'm not having any breakfast. And I go, oh, jeez. Well, that's okay. Okay, tell me what you have for lunch then. Right, well, I might push out lunch a bit later then. I'm wicked busy and walking. And I kind of go, oh, Jesus. So what are we going on today? Well, I'm starving by about 3 o'clock and I have a wicked slump there. And right, okay. And what's the... Oh, well, I sure had to go to the shop and I got a couple of chocolate bars. And I don't know, but there was protein in them. And I'm like, kind of... I'm not a major fan of those bars that you can get that have 20% protein with strawberry flavor as well as chocolate caramel. I'm going to go glorified chocolate bar. But yeah. Not to say that you can't eat those. It's just the fact that you've had nothing throughout the day and then you're snacking on these things that can cause major cravings later on with the polyalcohols that are inside them. It's just not optimal. If you
Vitamin and mineral bars as well, or whatever's in them, and it's just like not very absorbable minerals or vitamins. So it's just you're completely like just starving yourself of everything that you need, and you're getting this little bit of protein mixed with sugar.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree with you there.
As well on like the organics or like the plant-based eating, talking about veganism. What was your thoughts on Game Changers, or have you watched it since we last talked?
Would you believe, when you contacted me, I was absolutely buzzing. Sure, that was only, I'm going to say it's about a week ago now, when I was actually in the polytunnel, hands covered in muck, trying to answer the phone and send you messages. Horticultural dream, mucky hands, huh? But no, I haven't actually watched it per se. Heard a lot about it. And for those of you that know me or those of you that don't even know me, I don't have a television. And it's one of the things that at the time, when I did move to Cork, people would thought I was crazy. They were like, you don't have a television, Coleman? And I was like, nah, like, I don't have a television. And it's like, why don't you have a television? Like, what are you doing in the evening? And I'm like kind of going, well, straight after work, I'm kind of going to the gym, working myself or working on clients. I'm giving a class. I come home, I cook my dinner, listen to a podcast, I read a book, I go to bed around 9:30. I get up at cockcrow again, which some people think is crazy, but nonetheless, people can think what they want. I do and enjoy what I do. I'm a morning person. As we're recording this podcast, it's 21 minutes past 7. Yeah. And we're full of life. Do you know what I mean? There's no major science to it. We go to bed early. We get up early. We're living on a different time zone, as you could say, and doing things that we enjoy. And touching on the point that I don't have a television or I haven't watched Game Changer because I don't ever like to get all my information from just one source or one documentary or one book or one podcast. It's the range of all the information that's out there. Don't ever base it off that one documentary that was totally all gung-ho towards that. Everyone should eat vegan, everyone should eat vegetarian, everyone should eat paleo. And I'm sure there are documentaries out there that everyone should eat paleo and everyone should eat meat and everyone should eat it's hot. It's a topic that's been discussed throughout social media, whatever you're on. You're on Facebook. It's all over Facebook. Game Changers. I'm gone vegan. Why are you gone vegan? I saw the documentary and all about meat and it's toxic and the milk is toxic as well. And I'm not an advocate for someone to not go vegan. I'm not an advocate for someone to not eat meat. I'm an advocate for people being the healthiest version of them. And whatever that is for them. You see, if you force anything on anyone and they're less likely to do it. You do you and I'll do me. And then they'll say, oh, geez, yeah, David or Coleman, they I like what they have. What are they doing? Well, they're eating healthy and they're doing a certain type of training, whether it's CrossFit, whether it's cycling, it's swimming, or it's hypertrophy training. They want a piece of whatever you have because you're giving off a buzz, you're giving off a vibe. And people that do that, they'll come to you. It's a natural instinct that people, good people stick to good, good follows good.
Yeah, 100%.
And that's another point to touch on as well, is your community and the information that you consume will determine who you become. The whole thing about it is, if you hang around with negative people, if you hang around with people who are, oh, geez, yeah, I'm not going to the gym today. You going to the gym? No, I won't go to the gym. Yeah, I'll just go home. What's on? Yeah, put something on the box there. I think, oh God, I don't have a telly, so I'm going to say Prison Break. That was on the last time I was watching telly. That's well over.
Yeah.
It's gone.
I haven't even seen that myself.
That's good. I'll actually recommend you that one.
Yeah. I agree with everything you said there, except the fact you called it a documentary. That's a bit iffy. It's more of a propaganda film than anything.
Is it right? Yeah, that's fair enough too. That's all right.
Yeah, very one-sided. If it was facts-based, fair enough. My problem with it, not to go on too much about it, is it talked a lot about. So the thing with veganism is they talk a lot about all the negatives of eating meat, as if meat eaters are talking about all the negatives of eating plants. No one's arguing that eating plants, best thing you could do. Like, my thing is try and get 30 plants in per week, because people think, oh, I'll get loads of fiber. They might eat some like fiber supplement. There's so many different types of fiber. The whole point of fiber is whatever it sits in, by the time it reaches your gut, feeds your microbiome. Great. But yeah, people don't realize that eating plants, eating meat together is probably a lot healthier than just eating one or the other. But then you have these carnivore diet people that are going crazy. Plants are what was doing, causing me all these problems, because you have people with different things like, what is it? Like arthritis and stuff like that, caused by like carbohydrate based diets that you get from plants. Then these people go on vegan and they get this honeymoon period where it's amazing. Best thing they ever did, because they start losing weight because they're not eating the calories that you get from meat. And then there's just like this fight going on all the time, and people won't change their mind. They get stuck into like these religions nearly. But yeah, no, 100% what you were saying, going for whatever makes you healthiest. That's the number one. Whatever makes you feel good, makes you feel healthy.
Because everyone's different, you see, man. Everyone is totally different. Like, what's healthy for one individual mightn't be for another. That's like, whether we can get off the topic of vegan or vegetarian, you could tell someone they have a low protein diet, they need to consume more, let's say high protein based items, you could say more eggs in their diet, more yogurts that would bump up their protein. However, the exact same information that I've passed on to one individual won't and will not suit the other individual who's lactose intolerant, is a vegetarian, or a vegan. Yeah. The whole thing about it is, one information that will benefit one individual won't benefit another individual who may be in a similar situation, similar height, similar weight, similar gender. But the whole thing about it is, one information does not fit all. One size does not fit all.
100%. And on that, what does your current diet look like?
My current diet looks like, it's quite plant-based for sure. I'm not a vegetarian, I'm not a vegan. I do have vegetarian days, I do have vegan meals. I just love cooking from scratch, whole single ingredient foods. It's something that I enjoy doing. I'm passionate. Like, I get excited about it. It's when I come home from the gym, it's just like, yes, light on. And I literally kind of go, it's cooking time. And then it's just like, game on, over there, straight to the pan, healthy fats in the pan. Literally, we're cooking one pot, two pots. Don't mind that washing. The what goes in, the onions first, then there's garlic. Next thing, fish bash bash. You've got complete protein if you're a mix of beans and rice. Get in there. It's quite vegetarian based at the minute.
Yeah.
That's just the way I'm kind of going, because I prefer a plant-based diet for the majority of the thing. But I still able to hit my protein targets each and every day. But I start off mostly in the mornings with overnight oats, only because it's quick and it's handy, and the fact that it's transportable. And I do recommend that to loads of people that I come into contact with. They're like, Jesus, this is lovely. But I do add in the likes of maca, which is high iron, and it can increase not only what your endurance, but your libido. So that's one for the listeners. Give a little wink there if anyone can see it.
That's a great tip.
Yeah, so that's my kind of breakfast. I put in overnight oats, and currently having 3 eggs in the morning. That's like 18 grams of protein. Because that's 6 grams, or I'm useless at maths, but 6 by 3 is 18. Then you have protein as well as that in, but not a complete protein, but a complex carbohydrate in your oats. Then you're adding in a fruit source. I change the fruit every morning or a couple of days of the week. Could be goji berries, or could be fresh berries. Do you know what I mean? It could be red currants during the season, which are lovely. Planting some white currants now at the minute. Do you know what I mean? Strawberries, were in full. full flush. Oh, that's another very important point to touch on. Glad I remembered it. There's a whole thing. There are vegetables to more so important, even though they're all important to consume organically. So it's called the Dirty Dozen. Have you heard of
it? I wanted to ask you about that. The one that was something, because I've seen you say it on your story, something about the ones with peels, the one where you eat the peel.
It's a good,
I'll let you explain.
What was I going to say? There's some vegetables and some fruits that are more so important than others. And the whole point to touch on is the ones that you don't consume the skin of, the flesh, we'll say, such as avocados, such as bananas, such as oranges. So those are the ones that when they spray on the chemicals, some of the chemicals will get will only absorbed in through the skin. So once you peel off the banana, once you peel off the orange skin that you throw into the compost bin, hopefully, and you don't consume the skin, so the majority of the chemicals are caught on the outside of the fruit or the plant. And another one is the fact that leafy vegetables and soft fruits, so the likes of your strawberries, your spinach, your apples, and apples are an easy one to get. And this is one I definitely recommend people. There's very little in the price difference to apples, and they're so much sweeter. And actually, why are they sweeter? Because organic apples have higher antioxidants. And what do antioxidants do? We touched on that earlier. But what else are they linked with? Antioxidants are linked with flavor. So the higher antioxidants, the higher the flavor. So that's why organic apples are not only delicious, but they're nutritious as well. Apple a day keeps the doctor away. All that kind of jazz.
That's one I've actually started using myself, is the organic apples, because in Lidl they're like 20p in the difference over here. So I was like, why not?
Too right. And do you taste the difference?
Oh yeah, unreal.
Yeah. Because of the antioxidants, man.
That was something I heard you say, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense, actually. The things where you eat the peel, obviously it makes more sense. So like, let's say the likes of like spinach, kale, all them. So they'd be in that kind of, you'd want
anything, any leafy, soft, leafy green. So you could say the likes of, you touched on spinach, kale. The ones then that wouldn't be as consumed as much would be cauliflower, because that has a large dome. For those of you who don't or wouldn't know what a cauliflower looks like, they have a dome around large leaves out going around the outer perimeter. Think of it as a soccer ball, and then outside of it, you have large outer broad leaves that cover the plant, and you could say the chemicals get caught in that. So again, just stick to organic as much as you possibly can, but there are more vegetables and fruits that are as more important than others.
Yeah, it's a good way for people to prioritize, especially if budget is the problem. Where would you see yourself in 10 years' time?
That's a classic question. It's quite a cracker of a question if you're asking at 7:30 in the morning. Where do I see myself in 10 years? Well, I'd like to say that I will be a public speaker promoting all things fitness, all things health, and just getting people to be the best version of themselves, and just passing on information that I currently have, and telling them that the likes of, you don't have to compare yourself to anybody else. And that's another one that I'm really passionate about. I tell people to stop comparing yourself to other people. You compare in your chapter 1 to their chapter 10. And it's on the point that when you see someone on Instagram, whether it's me or you see another, I don't follow too many people on Instagram. I keep it to a minimum because I don't even scroll down. I'm such a minimalistic kind of guy. But as when you look at that guy or that girl who has those glutes or those biceps or those abs, and you're looking at him and you're going, Jesus, I wish I had those abs. I wish I had that back. I wish I had his physique. Like, those individuals, they didn't get that overnight. They've been working and doing the training that builds that lean muscle tissue, staying in the hypertrophy range, building on what they've had each and every week. So the whole thing about it is, wherever you are right now, all you need to do is do one thing, get in one training session, get in one healthy meal, get in a meal that you cook from scratch. And when you cook from scratch, you know exactly what's in it. There's no additives, there's no preservatives, which is, again, is going to benefit you, because preservatives in the foods that you consume or additives take away from energy, because they take longer to be broken down by the body. So you will have more energy when you start eating healthier, when you start eating organic more so, to the point. And so, yeah, that's what I see myself in 10 years, being a public speaker for all things organic growing, and just showing people how to be healthier. Because when you show people how to be healthier, they can see how simple it is. Like, it's not that hard. Like, wherever you are right now, whether you're having Cocoa Pops for breakfast or cornflakes. And I used to have that. Like, my people think, oh, Jesus, how do you have that for breakfast? How do you have this for lunch? Well, I used to eat Haribo till they came out my ears. And I used to love the ones with the love hearts. I used to love the ones with the eggs. And then I used to be giving all the greens and yellows to my brother. I was like, man, you eat them ones. I don't like them ones. And he'd be like, we're kind of doing a deal. It was like, kind of, right, if I give you these four green ones that I don't like because they're lime. Who likes lime flavor? So I'd slide over the lime ones and he'd give me like one love heart. And it was like this kind of bargaining deal thing that was going on. I was like, man, I'm kind of getting raw deals here. I got 4-1. He's like, man, you want the love hearts, you got to give me the 4 lime. So, yeah. Yes,
man.
Yeah, stop that. But no, yeah, getting back to, like, it wasn't what? And it isn't any easier for me. It isn't any easier for anyone, whatever physique they have. We still have to get up. We still have to make those healthy food choices. It's just that it doesn't get any easier. You get stronger. You put it into a process of, I'm making this healthy food choice because I want something. Delayed satisfaction. The whole idea of, I'm going to have this healthy breakfast. I'm going to have this healthy lunch. I'm going to have, and having it ready is another massive thing, right? Having the gym bag ready to go. It's over there. It's ready. After this, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to smash out leg session, leg day today. That's me set up. Like, I have it planned out, my week planned out. But don't even think in a week too far. Don't think too far ahead. Think of the day, because you can't look too far into the future. Do you know what I mean? The present is called a present because it is a present. You do what you can in that day. You make the healthy food choice. You have the gym bag ready, because when you have the gym bag ready, you're a hell of a lot more likely to go to the goddamn gym instead of come home, put the feet up, and say, "Well, she's had a tough day at work, lads." You know,
yeah, it's easy, easy to make that story.
It's easy to come up with excuses, right? But you can have excuses or you can have results. And these are things that I'm saying, I've been saying to people that I come into contact with on a regular basis. Like, if you want something more than you currently have, you have to do more than you're currently doing.
Yeah.
Right? And that works for all areas of life. If you want to improve on your fitness, you need to just make one more healthy food choice. You want to get in one more training session per week, get in one more rep. All right, if you want something to improve in a relationship, you do one thing that bring you closer to or a better relationship with your mother, with your father, with your brother, your sister, your work colleague, or that special individual that you're with or you want to improve that relationship on. Like, fitness is such a metaphor for everything.
Yeah.
Because when you get good at something, you can bring it into fitness. You can get good at anything. You see, it's all about spending time doing that thing and the activity that you want to improve on. If you want to improve a relationship, you spend time at it. You do what has to be done. You go out on dates. You text them. You plum awesome. You say, oh,
it's like the old saying, if you want something, don't ask a busy person. Because a busy, like, productive people get everything done, no matter what list of stuff you give them, you know? Just there's people who do things and there's people who put them off, you know?
Yeah.
Another thing I want to ask you, a bit of an out there question. Three people dead or alive that you could chat with, who would they be? Can be anyone.
Dead or alive. Do I get to meet them in person? I do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Whew. Jeez, dead or alive. People that I looked up to growing up, I suppose, was... Arnold Schwarzenegger was cool. He was the thing. And that's probably where I got into fitness in the first place. I saw this big, massive, he's Austrian, I'm sure. He was just this big individual that I wanted to be like. I wanted to gain muscle like that, man. By God, I'm nowhere near that chap now. He's a big, he's a big individual.
He's a vegan now too. Did you know that?
I didn't actually know that.
He's in the Game Changers. He's not really, but they threw him in there as well. So anyway,
that's gas. I could be going that way myself. No, but the whole thing about it is, it's touching back on the point that eating more plants would be beneficial to anybody, for sure. So, and Arnold Schwarzenegger's onto a good one. That's very funny.
We've one down. So who's the other two?
Arnold Schwarzenegger, and the other one would be someone that I also look up to is Will Smith. He's someone that I do listen to some of his YouTube motivational quotes that he has. Like, I listen to people that would benefit me. One thing I don't like doing is I hate wasting time. I'm all about having fun and doing cooking and doing training and things that I enjoy on a regular basis, doing that for the benefit of you. But I spend my time consuming information from and hanging around with people that benefit me. So Will Smith is probably another individual that I would. And then I suppose moving on to the third individual, Gary V. Gary V is someone that is a huge influence on me. He's a go-getter. He's a major entrepreneur. I consume a lot of his information as well. And he's someone that if I was to meet, if he said literally one sentence that anything whatever would come out of his mouth, I would take it as gold, because the information and the knowledge that he has, and he's a real go-getter. He literally says it black and white. And I do appreciate people that just tell it as it is. They don't bullshit. They don't mollycoddle you. They don't say, oh, well, you're going good kind of now, but yeah, you could stay where you are, or you could get better. He'd say, you want to be better, do something more. Just get out there. You want to improve on it? Yeah. Set up a YouTube. Set up a podcast. And it's kind of like, shit. Yeah, why am I going to set up a podcast? It's just a simple thing. But simple things done on a regular basis get you extraordinary results.
That's it. The difference between not starting at all and starting is absolutely massive. That's always the biggest step, is actually just getting started. Going from 0 to 1 is harder than going from 1 to 100. I always say that.
Yeah. You're dead right. I totally agree with that point 100%. Big time.
You were talking a bit about kind of, and you didn't say it in these words, but like your network being your net worth, so the people you surround yourself with. Would most of them be people like in that you'd have in person, or would you count people through social media, through podcasts? Who would be the most people that you consume online?
Who would be the most people that consume online? We've touched on a few of them already.
Gary Vee, Will Smith.
Gary Vee, Will Smith. Who else? Brian Keane, who's a major influence on me. I've been to a couple of his seminars, and I'd highly rate him as not only a PT, but just a general sound man. Yeah. And you know what I mean? He provides so much value to people, and that's it, in a nice and a positive way that people can understand. Like, we can all talk about the mitochondria and how many vitamins and minerals we should consume, vitamin A, vitamin D. And some of us know that, and some of us don't know that. But the whole thing about it is, break it down for the most simplest individual. If you can explain something to a 5-year-old, that's the whole thing about it. You'll be able to, an individual will maybe understand it if they're 30, if they're 20, if they're 30, if they're 40. You put it in the most simplest terms so that everybody can understand it. And that's so beneficial to everyone, because it's simple. Things that are simple are much easier to follow.
Yeah. That's how we met through Brian, one of his seminars.
One of his seminars, yeah. Mindset seminar, yeah. What a dude. Yeah.
And that was literally, it was like a whole mindset in life. And it was like what you were saying about fitness being a metaphor for nearly everything. That's basically what the 6 hours were, using fitness metaphors for everything in life. Yeah. That was great.
It is cool.
Anyone else that you consume a lot of online?
Anyone else that I consume a lot of online? Podcasts are a major thing. I listen to different nutrition podcasts and different food benefits. There's a nutrition podcast, you can tag it in the show notes. I think it's called Key Nutrition. He's an individual, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, based in the UK. Again, it's not too sciencey. Like, I do like the sciencey. There's so many antioxidants and there's so many vitamins and minerals that we should be consuming on a daily basis. But he breaks it down into the likes of how can the standard individual that is eating, we'll call it the processed foods for breakfast, how can they incorporate healthy regimes into their diet? And again, it's literally changing what you're currently doing. If you want something more, like putting in a single ingredient food such as oats for breakfast, such as having your eggs boiled, bringing them with you, like simple practical tips. It's kind of like, oh, I never thought of that. Oh, but I don't like eggs. Oh, do you like yogurt? Like, yeah, I do. Well, that's complete protein too. That'd be great. You can bring that with you. Like, oh, Jesus, never thought of that. Do you know what I mean? Like, saying simple things, but like, simple is different for everyone. Do you know what I mean?
That's what you need to do. Break it down for people like that, giving them the practical tips. That's what's most beneficial for, especially for the lay person, like your average person. Figuring out a way for them to just apply it into their life. It's easy for us to say you need complete proteins because it's our job. We understand that. But like,
what is complete protein? You have to boil it down again because you have to explain it to a 5-year-old. What the hell is complete protein? Well, complete protein contains all 9 essential amino acids. What the fuck are the 9 essential amino acids? Well, I won't explain all those in case I forget one. But that's it. That's just it. Like, put it down to the most simplest form and make it fit their lifestyle. So when you're talking to individuals, make it work for them. Give them all the options you possibly have and can tell them that would benefit them.
It's funny, for two lads who didn't like school and now we're gone into the job where you're basically a teacher in some ways.
Very, very true. Very true. You see, if you base your intelligence off, I think there's a quote or a saying that if you ask a fish or ask him how intelligent he is and base it off how fast or quick he can walk, you consider that fish an idiot or a fool, I think.
It's like I think that's a bit of a mix of the Einstein one. If you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, it'll spend his whole life thinking he's an idiot.
Well, I always make up my own quotes and things and throw it off the bat.
That's about that one. I'd imagine Einstein as well that came up with that one. He has a few good quotes.
He was actually dyslexic as well.
Yeah, that's true. What was the next one I was going to ask you? Yes, coming from like rural Ireland, no more than myself, how did you find like starting up social media, starting your own business? Was there a lot of people saying like, why is this lad doing that? You're not a podcaster. You're not one of those people. You're one of us, you know, the kind of small-minded mindset of Ireland. How did you find that when you started doing all of this?
Well, it's a great question. It's a super question. I'm going to say I've had a major mindset change in the last 3 years. I've stopped caring about what other people think. Like, the most important person is you. And the most important person to please is you, firstly. After that, you give out as much information as you possibly can. Provide people with as much value. Give them things that they want, knowledge that they want, such as training tips, such as food, cooking. How do you do this? How do you, like, and put and base it off the what? The five-year-old, the information that I give out off the 20-year-old me, because that was the information that I wanted. I wanted the training exercises. I wanted the foods that I should be consuming. I wanted the knowledge of why I'm eating this food and why does it benefit me. And when you know and understand the foods and the training, that why it benefits you and why we should be doing it, and you're a lot more likely to do it because you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. But getting back to the point of the negative, there's always going to be negative people out there that say, oh, Coleman, why should you have a podcast? Or Coleman, what are you putting up on Instagram now? Or looking across, like even before that, even before even social media, it's just like, oh, what do you have in the lunchbox today, Coleman? It's just like,
why are you trying?
Why am I trying to be different? In fact, I'm not trying to be different. I'm just trying to be the best version of me.
Yeah.
And that's all I was ever trying to be and all you ever need to be. You don't have to be the best. You just have to be your best. And that's something that I tell myself and I tell everybody, as many people as I come in contact with. And that's why I put out as much content as I do. I put out YouTube videos. I put out core exercises. I put out HIIT exercises. I put out demonstration videos, home workouts, gym workouts, cooking demos. I show people how to grow and how to eat organic vegetables. And those are all just simple things that I put out there. And if people don't like it, you're never going to please everybody. You put out information out there, and there's always going to be someone says, well, that bit's wrong. Or your form mightn't be great in that one. You should have a straighter back. Your posture should be over to the side. And I'm like, thanks very much for spending your time, taking time out of your very, very busy day to write and leave a comment, which actually gets me more attraction. And I don't obviously write that. I just say, cheers, thanks very much. My form is maybe 100%. I might have been tired after the full 12 hours day I did.
That's it. As you said before, like, hurt people. And you don't get brought down from people by people who are above you. It's always people who are below. They're probably jealous. There's probably, you know, they're probably insecure themselves, and that's why they feel like they have to keep you down. But yeah, that's a great outlook on it. Just don't care what people think. Just do your own thing. And when you have a clear goal or a why of wanting to help people, then who cares what the other people think, I guess.
Yeah. Everybody can help somebody. Don't ever think just because you're where you are right now, oh, Jesus, I'm on the couch and how the hell could I help someone? Or like, you might have information that pass on to another individual that might help them get off the couch, get out, do a walk, get out and get your 10,000 steps to start off with, get out and do one training session, bring that person, that individual with you to a class, to a spinning class, to a HIIT class, do whatever, get into the gym, make it social, go for a swim. Make it fun. Because when you make it fun, you make it social, you're much more likely to do it.
Yeah.
Don't go on your own. There's a saying that if you want to go far, go. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And that's another massive one as well. Like, bring your buddies with you. Have close-knit friends, guys, girls from work, family, relations, cousins, whatever, whoever you have and want to bring on, want to come with you. Bring them along, because it's a lonely road if you're going, sitting there, sitting there making your lunches, putting them in this little square little lunchbox, and this is me, and I'm just going to eat this lunchbox, and they're all over there, and they're smiling and laughing, like, yeah, I don't want to hang out with them because they're not eating that.
But they're the wrong kind of people too. You just have to find the people like-minded, you know. Try your best to bring everyone along with you, but if there's people who aren't there yet, find a group of people who are, you know.
Yeah, and that's why social media is great, and events, like, that's where we met, and that's what I love, going to events, because you meet like-minded people, and when you start connecting with like-minded people, you know, when you meet like-minded people, it's great, it's kind of like, wow, yes, now we have a thing in common, and we can go, and the next time you're over, we're going to do a gym session, so stay tuned for that. I'll be on Instagram for sure, and maybe YouTube, when Dave sets his YouTube up there.
I'll be setting it up today, or maybe tomorrow, whenever I post this. Another thing I was going to ask you, what would be your advice to anyone thinking of starting a podcast or starting a social media?
My advice would be similar to, don't ever base your judgment off any decision of someone else's. Base your decision off what you want. If you want to set up a podcast, you set up a podcast because it's what you want. Don't do something off the back of, it's because, oh, Paul or Stephen said I shouldn't set up a podcast. Who cares about Paul or Stephen, what they want? This is not their life. You live your life. You live the best goddamn life that you want to live. Don't be worried about anybody else. Be worried about yourself and focus on what you want and set yourself a target. Set yourself a goal. I'm a major believer in goal boards. We got goal boards here. We got goal boards there. There's four in this room alone. Like, they've got sayings on them. And, oh, brilliant. Look, the first one that comes into the interview is control what you can control. And the one thing that you can control at 100% is what you consume. And I don't even mean consume as in information. I mean consume as in foods as well. It just happens to be linked up with that. So what you consume and will benefit you. So you can control your mind. Another thing you control, you control your thoughts. And what you think about, thoughts become things. So you think you're going to set up a podcast, you will set up a podcast. So I wrote up in that notice board, and that goals board over there behind me. I wrote it up, I'm going to say, maybe a year and a half ago. I said, I want to set up, it's top of the list, I want to set up a podcast. And the podcast name was Set Up Organic Fitness. At the time, I just literally wrote it down. It was just something I thought about once, and I said, yeah, I want that. I want a piece of that. These podcasts are getting more popular. I have a message I want to pass out to people. If you want to be the healthiest, you want to be the fittest version of you, get on to eating healthier. Get on to training better. If you want something more than you're currently doing, you have to do more than you are today.
That's it. And when you put it in view like that and you're seeing it all every day and it's in your face, you're subconsciously making that plan in the back of your head. You don't even realize. A few more things to touch on. What was I going to say? Drawing a blank now.
We were touching on the likes of what advice would I give an individual who is thinking of setting up a podcast?
This is one I was going to ask everybody, and it is, what would you tell your 20-year-old self? I'm not sure what age you are, but I'm just asking everyone that because I'm 20. Usually I'm podcasting people older than me.
Yeah, well, the majority of your podcast listeners might be in around the young 20s anyway. Yeah, so that's a very, very good point, a very good question even nonetheless. So one thing is, one of the top things I would definitely recommend people to do is find out what you want, right? Because if you don't know what you want, you'll take what you get. The whole thing about it is, when you find out what you want, get a piece of paper, get a notice board, get anything at all, a bit of tissue, whatever you can find, write down. Because when you write things down, it becomes visual. And when you see things written down, that's a target. Because you can't hit a target you can't see. It's like going into a field with your hands in over your head and the gun is in this hand and you're facing it out towards the field. You mightn't even be facing it in the goddamn right direction of the target. Could be a bit off to the right, could be slightly off to the left. But the whole thing about it is, you know what you want, open up your eyes and go, bang, that's the target. I know what I want and now I'm working towards it. And all you have to do, and we touched on it already, is do one thing today. Too many times, like I've made so many mistakes. I've made so many mistakes. But the thing is, I've learned from my mistakes. I was absolutely run off my feet. I was doing everything and anything. I was getting up at 5 o'clock. I was going to bed at 9:30. I was rushing around doing 20 things. I had a to-do list that was absolutely massive. It was barely doable in a day. But I was like, why the hell are you doing all this all at once? You have a job. You were doing personal training in the evening. You're trying to keep going relationships with family members. You're trying to keep going relationships with friends. You're trying to keep relations with other individuals that you're trying to get closer to. And I was like, and then doing other jobs to try progress in your business. And you're trying to get that going. I'm trying to get my business off the ground. Yeah. So you don't have to always be nonstop gung-ho. You just need to just do one thing each day to get closer to where you want. Write down the things that you want and just go, yes, I've done one thing today to get closer in each one of those areas. And put them into all different areas. One thing in your fitness, one thing in your relationships, one thing in your personal romantic, and then in finances, another thing, and as well as that, your job. So it could be five areas of your life. Do one thing in each one of those every day. You're getting closer, closer.
I agree with you 100%. And I think too many people live on like autopilots. They don't have a clear goal. They don't know what they're working towards. And they just kind of get into this just laid back kind of life. And they're not working towards anything too crazy, you know? And it's just very easy to just flow through life, you know? Flow through life.
That's a brilliant thing. So my advice to 20-year-old me is find out what you want. If you want a better physique, how do you get a better physique? Oh, yeah, you start doing the training. And what training are you currently doing? Are you seeing results? So what you're doing currently now is getting you what you have currently. So if you want something more than that, if you keep doing the same training, if you keep doing going to the same places, if you keep consuming the same information, you're going to stay the same. And that's okay if you want to stay the same.
Yeah.
But I'm about progress. I'm about progression. I love it. I'm addicted to it. And the thing about people say happiness. Happiness is not a destination. It's not being a certain percentage of body fat. It's not eating that just one healthy meal. It's not about having that relationship or with that guy or with that girl. The whole thing about it is it's being happy every day. Being happy getting up at 5:30 to record a podcast with yourself. Being happy having your overnight oats ready to go over there. So I'm bish, bash, bosh, I'm straight into the gym. And I love doing the gym. But if the gym isn't for you, you don't have to do the gym. You can do the homemade exercises. Or you don't have to do any exercises if that's not what you want. Because you do the things that you want. And you get 100% of the things that you want. Because you make priority the things that you want. And priority can easily be lying on the couch right now. Lying on the couch, and actually, we're lying in the bed at this hour. But the whole thing is, whatever you make priority, if you want to lie down there, if you want to eat your chocolate bars, you want to have your crisps, you want to have your Coke, you want to have whatever you want, you get it. You got it. That's it. You get what you want because that's what you do in a day and you make priority.
I 100% agree with you. That was a great answer. So, one more I'll ask you because my studio is going to be taken over because it's also my kitchen and the flatmate wants to have breakfast, I think. So what is your biggest regret, if any?
Biggest regret. My biggest regret today, I don't have a regret and I don't see anything as any mistakes that I've made as a regret because there's one thing you can't do and it's you can't change the past. What you can change is the future. You can change from now on, from today, from the next thing you decide to do, you decide it. So that is the whole thing about it. Can't change the past, you can change the future. If you want something, you go get it. You want to be a healthier version of you. You want to be fitter. You want to get anything in life, a better job. Don't complain about it. Don't say, I wish I'd done this, I wish I'd done that. Too many people say, oh shit, I'm 25. Oh god damn it, I'm 30 now. Oh shit, I'm 40. You're going to live till you're around 100. Just think how long 5 years is. Think how long 10 years is. And wherever you are, just think 10 years from now. You're 20. That's 30. Unless you're 100. Life doesn't end at 30. Life doesn't end at 10 years after that. Life doesn't end at 40. Right? Life doesn't end at 50. I'm going out with the screen now. Life doesn't end at 60, 70, 80. And the whole thing about it is don't ever miss an opportunity. You do whatever you want in the day. That's kind of where I'm coming from on that point.
I don't know when everyone else can be listening to this, but geez, what a start to a Saturday morning.
I would have a chat with you all day. How long have we been going now? An hour flat?
About an hour, I guess. Yeah. Literally, I'd keep going. Only, I can't take the kitchen for too long. You know.
You call me back later, right? You hang up this here. We finish up this podcast. We'll chat later.
Coleman, tell everyone where they can find you on socials. I have some stuff here anyways, if you leave anything out, but I'll let you go.
Yeah, cheers. So best place to find me is on Instagram. I'm a regular poster. I put up stories daily of my activities, living the healthiest lifestyle I possibly can, doing stretches, doing core exercises first thing in the morning. That's kind of one of my morning rituals. And the best place, the handle is Coleman Power Organic Fitness. And there's no E in that because that'll mess you up. Literally, yeah, if you write C-O-L and then it's M-A-N, bish, bash, bosh, you're on it. You're onto it, and Power Fitness will pop up straight after that.
You also have a website.
Website, good man.
Same name. Then you have your podcast, Coleman Power Organic Fitness Podcast, and Facebook, Coleman Power. Is that everything?
That is me in a nutshell, man. You have it. Fair play to you. Great podcast, man. You're a legend.
Thanks so much.
No, that's at all.